have a number of presentations this evening, three to be exact, and we'll begin by Professor Bonnie Patterson, who is the president of Trent University, and she is here to present us. President Patterson is with an update on Trent University. Welcome, President Patterson.
I have documents.
Sure, and we'll have the clerk distribute those.
Thank you for this opportunity to speak to you again. My last update to you was in October of 1999. Accompanying me this evening is a member of our Board of Governors, Paul Wilson. I know you know him as a long-standing member of our community and counselor around your table. Over the last holiday break we had, I finally had a chance to read the book, Three Questions. The opening paragraph said, "Change is the cliche of our time." It went on to say, it also happens to be a prevailing truth. Truth. Marshall McLuhan pointed out that we spend our lives viewing much of life through a rearview mirror. Most of us continue to think about our hopes and lives with images that do not reflect current reality, let alone future possibilities.
Recent actions taken by the board on
my administration's recommendation have provoked much discussion on campus, but also some coverage in the media. Also, the greatest turnout we've probably had recently at council meeting. And while I would hope to have this same frequency of coverage on our very positive accomplishments, perhaps that would be a little too much to ask. We are proud of our past, and we want to make an equally impressive contribution to this community and beyond our walls in the future. We do see the challenges of Trent as a matter of concern for many in this community, but also many beyond this community because of the impact we have socially, culturally, and economically, but nationally and internationally. There are no single causes of Trent's financial problems. Likewise, there are no single solutions. We need multiple efforts and initiatives around both cost-cutting and growing our revenue base. First, a quick review of the numbers. This is the magnitude of our challenge. Our total operating budget of the university is approximately $40 million a year. 90% of that, $35.4 million, is the cost of compensation and benefits for our employees. It is not surprising that that would be higher than most organizations because we are a knowledge-based organization. In Peterborough, you know we are the fifth largest employer. That doesn't leave a lot of room in our annual operating budget to cover non-staff costs associated with running the university. And it is obvious from our operating deficit that our current configurations are not able to run the university on a balanced budget. We have a $3.1 million in-year deficit in our operating budget, $2.2 million of which is structural, and the balance is for strategic investment such as recruitment and marketing.
We've got to work together.
Patterns around. This was something the board agreed was absolutely critical. But by the end of this fiscal year, and that's important, not at this point, but at the end of this fiscal year, we will have a $9.1 million cumulative deficit in our operating budget. That needs to be eliminated first. The annual operating budget needs to be eliminated first, and we must develop a plan for that $9 million challenge. What has not been discussed publicly until now is that we are also carrying in our college system that is run as an ancillary budget a $526,000 cumulative budget, and this year a $200,000 operating deficit as well. Currently, our Vice President Academic, our college heads, and Director of Student Affairs are working on a plan to bring in a balanced budget for next year in the college system. They will have the challenge ahead of them to get rid of that other $500,000 deficit in the future. We are managing in part by living 7 or 8 months each year in a $6 million line of credit. Not a sustainable approach into the future. These are the financial challenges we face, and I face as Trent's president in taking difficult decisions, and indeed that our board faces in their fiduciary responsibilities. Of course, not everything is in our hands. Government policy around tuition and grants is something terribly important to our future. Public investment and public higher education is critically important. But there is no doubt that as one of, several of our board members have said, we are living beyond our means and have been for a number of years. We are mortgaging our future and our students' futures. We are left with a substantial gap between our expenditures and our revenues. There are moments when I wish I could be content with what one of my faculty senators said recently during our great debate, and that was that Trent never added up financially. That is what makes it special. But I can't say that, and neither can our board. Our liabilities into the future are in multiple millions of dollars. They are real, and they will need to be found in operating budgets, whether that is early retirement programs or supplemental pension arrangements. The question on your minds ought to be, so what are you doing about it? It's your problem. I'm not here asking you for action. I personally believe that you do. Expense reduction side of the equation. We are taking $3 million over the next 3 years out of our cost structure. This year alone, we remove $1.6 million. Next year, an additional million. And
President Patterson, thank you for the presentation. I'm just wondering, your time of the process there, how you vote.
Did I
hear you say that there was consultation with a downtown group?
I spent probably myself, I spent well over 7 hours in two different sessions with the people from the downtown Peter Robinson group that had been working on an alternative plan for First People's House of Learning. I held an open forum with students to which some 65 to 70 students participated with questions about the task force. The chair of the task force and my entire university executive joined us in that student open forum, and I spent several hours meeting with different student leaders from the multiple structures that we have in our community, and that was part of the pre-consultation process.
We won't go down without a fight. Downtown College is United. We won't go down without a fight. Downtown College is United.
Disturb the library patrons.
It's a library. Investment that I mentioned earlier around recruitment. It has also approved a strategic investment around other types of activities, such as improving revenue from the use of our physical plant in the summers. But over the last 5 years, the drop in our enrollment has meant a loss of over $1 million in our revenue. And this year, while we have turned a corner in our enrollment, what we have learned is that it is incredibly competitive to attract students. And basically, with our turn of that corner, it costs us approximately 50 cents on the dollar to get students to choose Trent over other institutions, many of whom have endowments much greater than ours, many of whom attract students through stronger bursary and scholarship programs. The way we have met our enrollment targets is actually to drop the quality, to drop the quality, to drop the quality, to drop the quality, to drop the quality of those coming into the institution.